My mother was in her bed, and the van, my brother has parked his van outside the front, and there had been some loud noise, like a bang, and she discovered that the van was either on fire or going to be, that there was smoke. She wouldn't go to the hospital because she didn't know what was going on. She was afraid to leave the house. She didn't know if there was anybody outside or somebody was going to take over the house. She just hadn't a clue what was going on. It was a whole just, it happened so quickly. And as I say...
So in a sense, she was trapped, wasn't she?
She was basically trapped because the van was parked directly outside the front door.
And your mum's 77, is that right? Mm-hmm. And you say she struggles with her health anyway,
yeah,
is that right?
She's been in and out of the hospital the last past couple of years. She has chronic heart disease, and she's a pacemaker, and she stents puts on, and she just doesn't be keeping her mobility's poor, and she be just generally keeping unwell at all times.
Well, I would imagine then in the middle of the night for that to happen and to hear that bang must have been pretty terrifying.
She was actually, I think she's still in shock. You know, she's still in shock to think. I think the reality now is only come through there. Just as I say, the police have just gone now, and the lorry has come there to take the van away. She's just actually realised the impact of what could have happened because the damage done to the van inside, that where my brother would have been the driver of the van, the damage done to the seat. So it's kind of really, it's kind of traumatised her a bit more now that I would say she'll be in the hospital more likely before the night because she's just, it's finally realising now how really tragic it could have been. And I believe that's exactly what the goal was.
And what was going through your mind when you got that call in the wee hours of the morning?
When I got the call and, you know, when somebody said to me, there's been a bomb, or that's exactly, basically that's what I heard, that there has been a bomb put in Jimmy's van. And I always know that van always sits there. And I said, what do you mean, up at Mammy's house? And they said, I said, right, before I knew it, like, we were on our way up the road, like, because we knew that could, if she didn't have a heart attack out of this, at this stage, then I was really, really, really shocked that she was still here when I got here. If that van had got more extensively damaged than it did, then that van would have been ablaze out the front of my mother's house. My mother definitely would have been trapped. I don't think we'd have been coming here to take her out the house. Living anyway, I can tell you that's for sure. I mean, if he had moved, opened that door, or if he had been sitting in that, then it would have been it wouldn't have been a van that had been taken away, it would have been a body.
Is there any reason, Kathleen, why your family would have been targeted, why your mum would have been targeted?
I don't really know. It's because if you're a grandparent and you're a parent and you've reared your children to your best of your ability, you've done everything for them, then if you don't pay money that you're asked to pay by certain people, then you're getting targeted. But I'll tell you one thing, if that's the case, there's a lot of grandparents in Derry, and a lot of parents in Derry are going to suffer.
These men that have made these threats, they're paramilitaries,
oh,
as far as you know?
They're definitely paramilitaries, without a doubt.
And did they tell you which group they represented?
No, they didn't mention which group they represented. But I would say there's a lot of Derry people, and there's a lot of people going to pay for, if the grandmothers and fathers and mothers have to do that, I'll tell you one thing, Derry's going to be brought to his knees very soon. Because at the end of the day, these boys only want money to either feed their own habit or to buy more guns or buy more whatever as they want to buy with this money. They want to extort and out people. Because basically, that's what it is.
You're speaking very openly to me now.
Yeah.
A lot of these things take place behind closed doors.
Yep.
Is there a fear there in terms of you're speaking out?
There's a fear for the safety of all the parents and grandparents that might have to go through and might not be, and I can say this, that we were lucky at this time. But who's going to be next?